This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mesechtes Shvi'is, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Ha Pegam, Pegam, Vehayarbuzin Hashaitim, Asparagus, Vehachalag Loigais, Parsley, Kuzbur Shebaharim, Mountain Coriander, Vehakarpa Shebanaharais, River Celery, Vehagarger Shel Afar, Wild Garger, Pituin Min HaMaisres, are all exempt from tithes. V'nilkochim Mikol Adam B'Shvi'is, and may be bought from anyone on Shemitah, She'ein Kayotze Bohem Nishmar, since all these things grow wild and are hefker. These are svichim, which are plants that grew on Shemitah from seeds that accidentally fell the year before. A field owner must make them hefker and allow anyone who wants to come and take. Reb Yehuda Omer, sefichei chardol mutarin shelu nechshedu aleihem ivrei aveira. Reb Yehuda said that one may buy sefichim of mustard, since people are not suspected of hoarding mustard to sell on Shemitah. Reb Shimon Omer, kol hasefichim mutarim chutz misvichei kiruv she'en kiyotz behem biyarkas sode. Reb Shimon said that all svichim are permitted, since one may assume that it grew wild and was not hoarded, except for cabbage, since cabbage does not grow wild. V'chachomim aymim kol hasefichim asurim. The Chachomim said that it is forbidden to buy any svichim, since sinners plant them on Shemitah and then claim that they grew accidentally. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Mesechtes Shvi'is, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Sholosh Artzus Labi'ur, Yehuda, the Eiver HaYarden, HaGalil. One may gather Shemitah produce for his own use until the time of Bior, which means ridden, getting rid of something, which is when the produce is no longer available in the field for the wild animals to eat in that particular area. At that point, one must rid them from his own possession. The Mishnah tells us that Eretz Yisrael is divided into three sections regarding the laws of Bior. Yehuda is one, the other side of the Yarden is the second one, and the Galili. V'sholosh, sholosh arotzais l'kol achas v'achas. Each of these sections has three sub-sections in which the produce is finished from the fields at different times. Golil ho'elyain, v'golil ha'tachtoin, v'ho'emek. The Galili is divided into the upper Galili, the lower Galili, and the valley. Mikfar Hananya Ulamailon, Kol She'enoi Megadol Shikamon, Golil Ho'elyon. The upper Galili is from Kfar Hananya and northwards, where sycamore does not grow. Mikfar Hananya Ulamaton, Kol Shu Megadol Shikamon, Golil Hatachtain. The lower Galili is from Kfar Hananya and southwards, where sycamore grows. Utechum Teveria Ho'emek. The area around Teveria is the valley. Ubi Yehuda Hahar V'Hashafela V'Ho'emek. Yehuda is divided into the mountains, the plains, and the valley. Ushvelas Lod Kishvelas Hadaraim. V'ha'har shalah kahar ha'melech. The other side of the Yarden is divided into the plains of Lod, the mountains of Lod, and Beis Chayron. Mi Beis Chayron v'ad hayom medina achas. The plains of Lod and the plains of the south are considered as one area regarding the laws of Bir. Har Lod and Har ha'melech are considered as one area. From Beis Chayron to the sea is considered as one area. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Mesechtes Shvi'is, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Lama amru shalosh aratzos. If the land is divided into 9 subsections regarding when produce is finished from the fields, why is it considered as 3 sections? Sheyiu oichlin b'chol achas v'achas ad sheyichlo ho'achrin sheba. This is because one may continue holding the produce of each subsection until the produce is gone from the field throughout that entire section, including the other 2 sections, since wild animals will wander throughout that entire section in search of food. Reb Shimon Aimer, Lo amru shalosh aratzos ela b'Yehuda, ushar kol aratzos kahar ha-melech. Reb Shimon argued that only Yehuda was divided into 3 subsections, but in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, one may continue holding the produce until it is gone from the fields in Har HaMelech, where produce grew in abundance and remained there for longest. V'kol ho'arotzos ka'achas lazesim v'latamarim. For olives and dates, the entire country is as one, and one may keep them until they are gone from the field in the entire country. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Oichlin al hamufker, avolo al hashomer. One may continue eating the produce he gathered without having to do biur, as long as there is still hefker of that same produce available. But if all that is left is the produce that others keep in their homes or closed gardens, he must do biur. Reb Yosi Mater Af al Hashomer. Reb Yosi said that he may also rely on the produce that others keep. Oichlin al Hatefichin. He may rely on what the birds keep in their nests. V'al Hadufro. He may rely on it when trees makes 2 harvests each year. He may rely on that what the tree will grow in the second harvest. Aval lo al hasesvonios. However, he may not keep grapes, relying on the sour grapes that will grow in the fall after the main grape season is finished. Reb Yehuda Mater Kolzman shebikru ad shelo yichle hakayitz. Reb Yehuda permitted relying on the sour grapes of fall, provided that they started growing before the sweet grapes of summer were finished. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Hakoy veish shloisha kivashim b'chovis achas Reb Eliezer Oymer. Oichlin al harishon. If a person pickled 3 different kinds of Shemitah vegetables together, Reb Eliezer said that they may be kept until the time of Biur arrives for one of them, at which point they all require Biur. Reb Yoshua Omer af al ho'achrin. Reb Yoshua said that they may be kept until the time of Biur arrives for all of them, and until then, they are all permitted. Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shekolo Minai Min Hasode, Yevayer Minai Min Hachovis, Vahalocha Kedvorov. Rabban Gamliel said that each kind of vegetable is judged individually. When its time of Biur comes, it must be removed from the barrel. The halacha follows this opinion. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Kol Yorak Echad La Biur. Rabbi Shimon said that all kinds of vegetables are included together in the same category, such that all may be kept until the last kind of vegetable is gone from the field. Oichlin baragila at sheyichlu sigariyos mebikas beis netayfo. One may keep porcelain until the last of those buried underground are gone from base Netufa, where the earth there is moist and they last the longest. That's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Hamalakit Asavim Lachem, Ad Sheyivash Hamasuk. A person who gathers moist grass may keep it until the moisture in the earth dries up. V'hamegabev bayovesh ad sheteired reviyashnil. If he gathers dry grass, he may keep it until the second rainfall, which ruins the dry grass left in the field. Ale konim v'ale gefanim ad sheyishru mei avihen. If he gathers the leaves of reeds or vines, he may keep them until the remaining leaves fall off. V'hamegabev bayovish ad sheteired reviyashnil. If he gathers dry leaves, he may keep them until the second rainfall. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bekulan ad sheteired reviyashnil. Rabbi Akiva said that in all these cases, he may keep them until the second rainfall. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Kayotze bai hamasker bayis l'chaveri ad hagishamim ad sheteired reviyashnil. Similarly, if a person rents a house to someone until the rainy season, without specifying a date, the contract is valid until the second rainfall. Hamuder hano mechaveiroi ad hagashamim. It's ad sheteired reviyashnil. If he makes a neder not to benefit from someone until the rainy season, the neder is binding until the second rainfall. Ad emosai aniyim nechnosim lepardesais. The poor may enter people's orchards to gather leket, shikha, and peyo until the second rainfall, after which they damage the field by trampling on it. Me'emusai nenin v'sorfin batevin ubakash shel shvius mishateirit reviyashnia. Straw that grows during Shemitah may be burnt from the second rainfall, at which point the straw left outside is no longer edible to animals. Therefore, even the straw kept inside loses the sanctity of Shemitah and may be destroyed. Masechtas Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Mi shehoyo lo peyos shvias v'hegiya shas habior mechalek mazon shalosh sudos l'kol echad v'echad. If a person has Shemitah produce in his home, when the time for Biur comes, he may keep 3 meals worth for each person in his family, and the rest must be given away. Va'aniyim oichlin achar habiur, avolo ashirim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that after the time of Biur, only the poor may eat the produce of Shemitah. Rabbi Yosi Aymer, Echad aniyim ve'echad ashirim oichlin achar habiur. Rabbi Yosi said that the rich may eat also. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. Mi shehoyo lo peyros shvias shenafen lo beyerusha o shenitnen lo b'matana, Rabbi Eliezer Omer yenosnu lo'ichlehen. If a person inherited Shemitah produce or received it as a gift, Reb Eliezer said that he must share it with others. The Chachomim Oimrim Ein Hachoite Niskar Ela Yimachru Lochleim Udmeim Yischalku L'choladam. The Chachomim said that if so, the sinner, the one who received it, would still benefit by taking a portion for himself and also by making others appreciative to him. Rather, what he should do is he should sell it to others so they will not be appreciative to him and then distribute the proceeds. Ha'oichel me'isas shvias ad shelo hormu chalosa Chayiv Misa. Dough made from Shemitah flour is obligated in challah by Torah law. A person who eats the dough without separating challah is liable for death by the hand of heaven as any other year. That is the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.